Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast this morning. Well, I am Coach Lilisa, and I am excited about this broadcast this morning. I just want to restate for some of you, the title today is Keys to Triumphing Over the Fiscal Cliff. Oh, yes. We have to have these keys ready to use them at any time. We can't just wait for a sequestration. We can't just wait for the House or the Senate to come together and to make a deal. We cannot just wait for the president to be able to pass a particular deficit budget. But we, as the children of God, as the believers of God, we have to have ready at all times, basically 24/7, the keys to triumph over the fiscal cliff. Because here's what I've been listening to and what I've heard and some of what I even know. This, first of all, is certainly not the first fiscal cliff that we've been at as it relates to our economy. And here's the thing. It won't be the last. You know, the Word of God tells us that there's this thing that will happen that is common to man, okay? These things are common to man. In other words, they've happened before. They'll happen again. They're common to man. And he said that there's nothing new over the sun. So we don't get ourselves psyched up and hyped up that, oh, we're relying on Congress to get together to pass some budget. Some people were so stressed out and worried about this over the past 6 months that I've been hearing them. They've been talking about this fiscal cliff probably longer, but certainly when the presidential debates began or the presidential campaigning, they began to talk about the debt ceiling and the budget and the budget spending and the budget cuts and unemployment. As a matter of fact, if anyone is on unemployment, you know recently you received a letter telling you that your unemployment benefits were going to run out 12/31. So you were told that on Monday at midnight, your unemployment would run out. And for some people, that was devastating. As a matter of fact, I took a trip over to the unemployment office right around the week of Christmas, when the companies had opened back up the day after Christmas. And I was talking to a woman who works in the unemployment office in Elizabeth, New Jersey, who just happens to be a neighbor of mine. And we were talking, and she was giving me some of the details about the unemployment office. And things are so different. But she told me that the place was packed. And I said, well, I'm going to be coming back down, and, you know, I'm looking for a job right now and need to get some different income in to do some different things. And she said, oh, well, you know, if I was you, I would make a call over the phone. Don't come here in person. I said, you know, why? And I said, it's pretty packed. She says, yeah, because she says all of these people who know their benefits are going to end on the 21st. And right there, I think I said that on purpose, who know their benefits are going to end. We don't know anything because what happened? They passed the bill, or at least they passed a deal. You know, it's a bill or a deal to keep it going for a little bit while longer. So we want to talk today. I want to give you three keys that will help you triumph over any type of fiscal cliff. And I just wanted to take those few minutes to paint a picture for you about how this a picture about the problems, you know, how this happened. So I want you to just think about that for a minute. Okay, so I want you to, you know, take a minute and get, you know, some pen and paper if you want to write this down, and certainly want to welcome those in the chat room for those who are listening via their iPods and other ways that people are tuning in to the broadcast. And I'm very, very, very excited that you have decided to tune in. So first of all, the first key to triumphing over anything, in your life, not just the fiscal cliff, not just, you know, family problems, not just personal problems or emotional problems. The first step to triumphing, I'm talking about triumph with a capital T, is to be rooted and grounded in God. That's number one. To be rooted and grounded in God. You have to be rooted and grounded in the knowledge of who God is. That is the first way to triumph. That is the first step to triumphing over a fiscal cliff, over a bad economy, a great economy, over bad relationships, and anything else. That's how you triumph over a wrecked up past. You know, some people have had a past that was a hot wreck mess. And then there are some people whose lives are looking like they're okay, but their lives are a hot, fierce mess. So the way to triumph, and that's what I'm talking about today, three keys to triumphing over a fiscal cliff. Now, we know that the House of Senate, we know that the House of Representatives, we know that the Senate, we know that they had to pass a bill. They had to look at legislation that would make the economy run not just smoothly, but make the economy grow. See, it's not just enough for the economy to run smoothly. The economy, in order for us to be successful as a country, as a nation, whether we're comparing ourselves to Asia, whether we're comparing ourselves to England or anywhere else, in order for us to be a success, our economy needs to grow. That's how it works in our fiscal policies. and our monetary policies as well, whether we raise taxes in order to get more money or whether we cut spending. There's only two ways to do it, y'all. You cut your spending, you raise your taxes, because taxes is how the country, you know, well, that's raising taxes and creating new revenue. Obviously, if you can create new revenue, that's what I said a minute ago when I said I was over at the unemployment office talking to them about a job, because I need additional revenue to come into my household. So when the government needs new revenue, they have several ways to do it. And just like you have ways to cut spending in your home, which would also help your house economics. So economics in the national sense, the state sense, and your personal sense. We all have personal economics. And I talked on another show about our budgeting. And, you know, it, one of the reasons if we spend, we don't save, we don't invest, we're going to be broke. It's just simple as that. And that's what the politicians are trying to say. They're trying to say, we can't just spend. Our debt ceiling will continue to grow. Our deficit will continue to grow. So the fiscal cliff is one thing. But God also, for us, spiritually, we have a spiritual fiscal cliff. And many people are going over not only the natural fiscal cliff, but they're going over the spiritual fiscal cliff. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that we're setting ourselves up for divine devastation. We're setting ourselves up for divine defeat. So the defeat from on high. Remember, the enemy is in wicked high place. The wickedness is in high places. You know, wickedness is spiritual too, not just natural. And we don't have natural weapons. We can't use those. They don't work. So the first key to going over that physical, spiritual cliff, that's where we lose our faith. That's where our prayer life is at an all-time low. That's where we're spending more money trying to keep up where God has given us the second key. So the first key, I said, was to triumph over the fiscal cliff. And remember, I'm talking spiritually. I'm just using what is happening in the natural to bring this message to our people. And God gave me that. So it's just an automatic download from the Holy Spirit, just like on your computer. You go out on the web and you download programs, and sometimes those programs are loaded instantly. So instantly you can go over the spiritual cliff. And many people are right there at the brink of going over the cliff. But glory to God, we got an answer for you today. And I want to give you three keys that you can triumph over your spiritual physical cliff. The first thing is that you have to be rooted and grounded in the things of God. There is no way around that. I mean, I wish I could naturalize this some kind of way. I wish that enough of me was so secular that I could bring you a message about triumphing over the fiscal cliff without talking about the Word of God. But guess what? I tried it. It can't work. It won't work. It has never worked, and it will never work. So the next thing that has to happen, and I certainly welcome those who are tuned in, and I see you on the phone lines and in the chat room, and I know this probably isn't a message that everybody would want to hear, but guess what? It's the message that some people need to hear. So the number one is to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Listen, in the book of 2 Corinthians, in the second chapter, and the 14th verse. This is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. It says in the 14th verse, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ Jesus, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him." Wow, that's huge right there. He always leads us into a triumphal procession. So right there, that lets you know we need to be rooted and grounded in the things of God. That is the absolute first key. And the second key is that if we want to really triumph over the fiscal cliff, we want to make sure that we are taking action on the things that God has given us to do. You know, the Bible speaks about being slothful. The Bible speaks about those men that were given talents, and one was given one, and one was given two, and one was given five. And it talked about how the one with the five and the two, they went and used what they had. They even doubled what they had. And that then they were given more when they had come back to give an account of what they had done. But it said to the one who had been given the one gift, who squandered it, did not use it, that person was damned to hell and was cursed. I'm telling you, you need to take action if you want to stay over the fiscal cliff. If you want to not go over the fiscal cliff spiritually and in the natural, is that you have to take action. So the action that we take is we have to take action in the daily washing of the word, reading our word of God, meditating on the word, worshiping God, praising God. All of these are actions that will stop us or help us to triumph over the fiscal cliff. Do you remember when Joseph, his brothers, had thrown him into a pit? Then they sold him into slavery, and then a woman lied on him and accused him of something he did not do, was not even capable of doing probably. He was thrown in jail, and then the land from which he came, where all his people were, all his families, his beloved father, remember Jacob, who had given him that wonderful, beautiful coat and made him feel so special, they were in a horrible, horrible famine. They were about to starve and die. But meanwhile, God has a way for his people to triumph. He leads us in a triumphal procession. And what happened? They end up, some of you know the story. If you don't, you can go and read it in the book of Genesis about what happened somewhere around the 30, well, it starts in probably around the 16th chapter or so, but it goes all the way up to the end, the story of Joseph and his father and his brothers and how he ended up in prison and how he ended up coming out of prison. God brought him out of prison. This is to all the people who have been to jail. This is to all the people who are in a prison of their mind. God has a way to get you out, and he has a way to set you up in high positions. So he brought Joseph out, set Joseph up in almost the highest position in the land of Egypt. And Joseph was in charge of the money. Now, as you know, anybody in charge of the money has a good spot, am I right? And so he was in charge. And what happened? He was taking action. He took action on the behalf of the people in that land, but also when his family members came, and he took action, and they were able to avert a starvation because of where Joseph was. So you have to take action as well. You have to use your talents, your gifts, your skills, and your abilities if you want to avoid. God will make a way. If you rely on God, he will make a way out of your situation. If you rely on God, he will make a way out of your situation. Now, you may find that hard to believe, but let me remind you that God is very serious when it comes to getting you out of a situation. He knows how to make sure that you will not be tempted above. As a matter of fact, in the book of 1 Corinthians, in the 10th chapter, somewhere around the 12th and the 13th verse, gives you confirmation that you cannot fail with God. He says in the 12th verse of the 10th chapter in the book of 1 Corinthians, So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall, because no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. A lot of times we think what we're going through is the most horrible thing that has ever happened to anyone. God, how could this happen? God, why did you choose me? God, why did you let it happen? But in the book of Corinthians, I want you to find solace today and comfort, knowing that he says that no temptation has seized you, has taken hold of you. No physical cliff can hurt you when you know who God is. And therefore, it says, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted above what you can bear. Boy, I don't know. I love seeing the look on people's face when I tell them that they can bear what they're going through. And, you know, people, they're like probably upset, and they think that I'm speaking out of my own head and out of my own heart. But I'm not. I'm speaking from the word of God when I say that. You just read it with me in 1 Corinthians 10:14. He says, or 10:13 rather. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted above what you can bear. But when you are tempted, but as if and though, and this can happen, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out that you can stand up under. He didn't say he had a way that's going to flatten you, that's going to destroy you. He didn't say he had a way that's going to leave you out and leave you behind. No. Read it clearly. He has a way that he will provide for you that you can stand up under it. Hello, y'all. Come on, somebody. That right there will preach all by itself. Do I have a witness that you have two keys at this moment? I've given you two keys to triumph over the physical cliff. And the physical cliff is representing a problem in your life that might be catastrophic, that might be devastating, that might put you at a deficit, put you at a loss, put you at a hurt, put you at a disadvantage. That's your physical cliff. We know the physical cliff for our economy had to do with taxes going up on the poor and the middle class. Well, most of the poor don't pay taxes because they're on welfare and they're benefiting from taxes. So when they talk about increasing taxes, they can only talk about basically the middle class and the upper class, because the lower class, they are the ones getting the benefits of the taxes. You understand that? If you are on welfare, if you are getting a Social Security check, no matter how many years you worked, that is still tax dollars. And most of the people who do get Social Security, I don't know, probably a good 20% or so of them, probably would not have naturally saved that money on their own. Because in America, our savings, typically like bank account savings and CDs account, and these IRAs and stuff, are typically very low for Americans. So there's nothing to suggest that we would have saved that money on our own. So thank God the government took it out of our checks without us even realizing it, which is sometimes the best way to get a budget going, is when we have the money taken automatically. But just as devastating as you've heard the politicians and the pundits and everybody else who has a voice in media has talked about, even on Facebook, people have posted things about the fiscal cliff. As devastating that that is and was and still has potential to be, is nowhere near the devastation if we go over a spiritual fiscal cliff. In other words, if we allow Satan and all of his demons and demonic forces and imps to put us in a trick bag, much like the politicians were trying to do. They wanted to raise tax on the middle class, but do not raise tax on the wealthy. What sense did that make? Well, so triumphing, number one, is to know the will of God. Know what God is saying. Only way we can know is to read the word. The second key to triumphing is taking action on the gifts, talents, skills, and abilities that God has given us. Okay? And then the third way to triumph, always, I'm telling you, this works every single time. So the first thing is to know the will of God. The second thing is to take action. And then the last one is to be, the third thing I want to give you is to be obedient. Obedience, you know, when I was growing up, my brother used to love to say, obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, we were brought up in the church, and I'm sure he heard the preacher say that. And that was probably the one thing that, maybe not the one thing, I'm sure many things stuck with him, but that was one thing that stuck with him that he wanted to use on a regular basis around the house. And so I used to hear that a lot. Obedience is better than sacrifice. My mother said it, my daddy said it, all the church members I know, it's true. It is true. If we want to triumph in the things of God, because that's what it means for us to not go over that fiscal cliff. Do you know that God wants abundance for you and for me? Do you know God wants wealth for you and for me? According to Deuteronomy 8:18, I love that scripture. You see, I've got it memorized. I give you power to get wealth. Power belongs to God, and he's given you and me a part of it. You know, Jesus said, I came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus said, I came to set the captives free. I came to bind you up. I came to heal you. I came to set you free. I came to give you a new mind, a new life, a new heart. You know, nothing but goodness. God says, I cause you to always triumph in everything. You know, the Word of God tells us that no weapon formed against us. No weapon formed against us. So whatever they might be doing in Congress, if they're forming any kind of weapon against the people of God, guess what? It won't work. It won't work. And so now, I definitely want to open up the phone lines. If you hit your number one key, you can talk back to me right here, live across the nation, across the world. Blog Talk Radio is an international radio show or an international radio station. So if you hit your number one key, I will know that you are ready to come on the line. And you can, we got a caller. Caller, welcome to the LaLisa Williams Show. Caller, you are on the air, 804. Tell us your name and state your comment or your question.
Hi. First, I want to say Happy New Year to all the listeners and to you, LaLisa Williams. The message today was just an awesome message, and I thank you. You really, really did. My name is Tiffany. I'm from Richmond, Virginia. Born in Cincinnati, but I really wanted to just take a moment and tell you thank you so much for the teaching today. I really didn't see. I heard of the spiritual cliff, of course. I've heard of the financial physical cliff with the economy, but to look at the way that I have seen in myself. The spiritual cliffs that I've seen in my my life in different areas, you really, really clarified a lot of things for me. And I'm really just really, really happy and just grateful to hear you online. And thank you.
Well, you know what? I tell you, you know, we talked about this. I'll just let those know 90 seconds left for the people in the chat room.
Okay.
So they have to call in if they want to, keep listening, or they can go back and listen to the archives, because the way it works, it's a 30-minute show, but I have a few minutes extra.
Okay.
In order, the people in the chat room, they won't be able to hear.
If I was in that chat, okay.
But people on the phone line, like yourself, you could still hear, so we could still talk. So I appreciate your comments, and thank you for those of you who are in the chat room. Thank you, Ms. Kiva, for tuning in. But I did want to know, you know, what some of your thoughts are. And so thank you, Tiffany, for sharing that. And I'm so happy because, you know, you are definitely my niece. You're absolutely first time calling in. I'm so proud. I'm so happy for you. I know you and I know that there's great, 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 great work that we're going to do together.
Thank you, Aunt Lisa.
I know, right? You're like my baby.
Thank you, Aunt Lisa. Yeah.
I was this morning, and I was and to myself, I said, you know, God, you're really funny. I was going down my stairs, and I said, here I am just 3 years away from turning 60.
Oh, yes, 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 Aunt Lisa.
And what the Lord, you know, spoke to me, and, you know, and it was like I felt as though I finally said the words that I've been avoiding to say for about 50 years.
Okay, yes.
Avoided, okay. Even around with the words, I've avoided saying,
yeah.
Mother, I have two children.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
And you know, I said, I have two daughters. I have.
Yes, you do.
I have, yes. Tiffany, and I have Felicia.
Yes, you do.
So
yes, you do.
I talk about doing a new thing. I said, Lord,
yeah.
You, God, you really have jokes, you know.
Yes.
And I don't know why I was avoiding. I think I was so enjoying being a woman who never had children.
I think so, too. I think so, too.
You know, it made...
I think you liked it, that title or something.
Loved it. I used to
gloat.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yes.
No, I mean, maybe it was the fact that I had been abused and so all those years being so degraded. I wanted something that made me feel special.
Right. Well, I thank God for you, because you sure made, I know I was special. And I know, and nobody never had to tell me that, you know. I'm so grateful too that He has put it on you to say these things. These are coming to your heart. We don't know sometimes how we free others when we free ourselves, when we accept things, and because and so in that time that you're being freed, I'm being free too. I've walked in the joy. I've been able to know where my feelings lie, you know, and that's back to being grounded in the Word, though, and these three keys that you spoke of, and that's just so instrumental to me. I just, you know, and taking actions with those blessings, and then obedience. I think you really have shown me that, and Lisa, and I thank you.
You know, and that obedience, for instance, talk about whether it's a spiritual cliff. See, here's the thing. It
mm-hmm.
works both our spiritual cliff, because in our lives, it depending on how we live, just like depending on how they were running the economy, that's
mm-hmm.
why they didn't get to this fiscal cliff problem
mm-hmm.
since
mm-hmm.
Obama had been elected. They have
mm-hmm.
been on the journey, because prior to him being elected, we had another leader where we were with for 8 years. And
mm-hmm.
then before that,
mm-hmm.
you know, another so.
Mm-hmm. Then we forget, right?
Yeah, we forget. This problem has been brewing for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it took us to get there with these processes and these behaviors and those actions. Well, the same thing with going over a spiritual cliff. The actions, the behaviors, the process
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
are going to put us in a place of devastation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, number one, we have to know the Word of God. That is a must.
Mm,
so
yes.
when they get on the news telling us that it's doomsday.
Right, yes, yes.
God, look how many people got caught up in thinking the world was going to end. I mean, they gave us a date back in May. That was under Dr. Harold Camping. He had
mm-hmm.
a date in May of 2011 that it was.
Yes, I remember. Mm-hmm.
And then the Mayans, they had their date that was this year, November something.
Yes, it was just recent. Something just came up, the 21st, wasn't it?
It was December something, 12.
Yeah, December something, yes.
12 or something.
And they say there's more to come.
Well, you know, but see, the thing is, but by the fact that we know the Word of God, we know that God said nobody will know, no man knows the day or the hour.
The hour, oh, yes, yes, yes. But... knowing is hearing, and hearing is doing.
And there's that action.
That action, okay.
And then we have to be obedient.
Obedience.
God,
yeah.
God uses obedience as love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, faith as well. But in order to be obedient, you have to have faith.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you remember over in the New Testament when it gives out the Hall of Fame, I think that's in the book of, I want to say Hebrews, where it talks
okay.
Moses and
mm-hmm.
Rahab and all these people who stepped out on faith. Remember,
right.
Rahab was a prostitute. But a prostitute can step out on faith.
Yes.
And still
yes.
get the blessings of the Lord.
Yes.
faith and obedience go hand in hand. And so with our tithes, I've heard many, many testimonies and I've experienced it myself. When we tithe, even if we just, if we don't have a lot, we just tithe from what we have. God rewards us. But we have to be obedient to that. We have to be obedient to praying to God. God set it up that we could have a prayer life. Set it up that we could talk to him.
Yes, he did.
You know, he set it up through relationship. He said, if you have a relationship, how do we have a relationship with God? He said, you be my God and I'll be your people. It's like my relationship with my husband. He said, Lalisa, I'll be yours if you be mine.
If you be mine, yes.
And we got our relationship together. We would have never had a relationship if I was his and he was somebody else's.
Right. Yes.
So when God set the relationship up, he said, I will be your God and you will be my people. So now we have a relationship with God. Now we can talk to him in prayer, you know.
Right.
Yes. So we're just excited. You know, we have other things to say. I hope that you definitely tune in. We have some new things coming to the show. We also have Akiva on the show.
Okay.
Bless you for tuning in and listening. You know, I love you. Akiva, you're not young enough to, I don't know, but you could be my daughter, but you're more like a little sister. She's so beautiful. And Akiva lives in Tennessee area. Awesome, awesome woman, Tiffany. I can't wait till you meet her.
Yes, I can't wait to meet her. That would be so wonderful.
Yeah. She has a radio show, you know, so get ready, Tiffany, because you're going to be so many people's show.
Oh, that's going to be so nice. Oh, my first tune-in was so wonderful. That message was so needed. I thank you, and I will certainly be encouraging more women. I wish today that the young woman that I spoke with, that I would have just kept her with me till 9. We could have called in together because I needed to hear that, and I know that was something else. So, Annalisa, I'm surely going to be trying to get people to tune in, you know. So that was just wonderful for me. I thank you. I thank you so much for that word today.
Telling you, Akiva has a powerful show called Women of Valor, Women of Destiny and Men of Valor. And Tiffany, you know, you're truly a woman of destiny. And the reason, you know, like I have a therapist. I love her. Her name is Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant.
Yes.
Lady who wrote for the magazine Essence all those years. And she told me, Lalisa, the enemy cannot stop your destiny because they cannot see it.
Oh, wow. What a wonderful thing.
See, no one, and the same goes for you, and it's like, and I know Akiva knows this, that's why she has a program called Women of Destiny. See, the reason why people can't stop you is because they cannot see your destiny.
I believe, at least I've been told that before.
Yeah, they can't see where you're going. They don't know where God is taking you.
Actually, it was your niece that actually told me that. That's a wonderful thing. Your great niece. Told me that she told me that, and Lisa, and that's a wonderful thing to hear that. Yes, yeah, I believe that. Ania. She said, "Mommy, people can't understand where they go, where you're going, because they can't see where you're going."
Yes.
She told me that. She said they can't see it. You know where you're going. You know,
sometimes we don't always see it as well because you know some of us would destroy ourselves if we knew what was
right. Right. Truly that. Truly that.
So God knows our destiny. That's why we put ourselves in his hands. But
and his word,
over not just, like I said, not just a natural economic fiscal cliff, because God is the one who will keep us from going over any. Listen, anytime Joseph, there was famine in the land, his family would have starved and died.
Yes.
But God had pulled Joseph out, even though he had to take him through the route of jail and a God will take somebody through the route. God will take somebody. I hope you didn't miss that. God will take somebody through the route of the pit, jail, to spare a whole other nation.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And you must trust him. Yes. Yes.
And so we will triumph today. We have the God. We're going to know the word. We're going to learn the word. We're going to study the word. He said, know the word, show thyself approved. We're going to take action using the talents. It's what can you do? What's in your hands? Don't let this government tell you that you're going to be broke and hungry and not have. No, because our God provides for us. He causes us to triumph. He makes a way for us out of no way. He causes us to stand. And then take action. Take action. Don't wait. Don't be slowful. Don't be lazy. The book of Proverbs teaches about slowful people, where they end up. Be a diligent. We have to get up. That's why I'm up this morning getting ready to go.
Right.
I'm finished broadcast. I have a conference call at 10 entitled Achieve Your Dream in 2013. If you can get on that, it's a number you call in. It's posted on Facebook.
Okay.
A dream. I'm going to give you 5 points on that.
Okay.
We're going to this dream. I want to help people work out there. I'm living my dream about 8 times over.
Go ahead. You got the tools, boy. I tell you, you don't fill me up. I got me a story. So now you're saying that you're going to tune into another service right now, right?
At 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock this morning? Okay. And how do I got to go back online again? Because I had lost the number. That's why I called the house.
Well, if you
Okay,
if you're ready to write, I
can. Yeah, I'm ready. Of course. I've been writing. I've been noting.
I'm going to give you a child. I'm going to give you the number. You know you are. I'm going to give you the number and the access code.
Okay, I'm ready.
So I'm going to give everyone the number. The number is 213.
Thank you.
416-1560. That's 213-416-1560. The access code is 279-664-683. 279-664-683. So we have about, you know, you have a call in probably about 5 minutes till, and you will be able to get in. But there's more to come. There's more people coming to the LaLisa Williams Show. We have a wonderful woman out of Arkansas. She's going to be coming next Wednesday doing a powerful show. This show is on Monday through Friday in the mornings. Tuesday we do the Book by Book Project. You've got to tune into that. This man is an author, a playwright, a movie director, a college professor. You will absolutely love him, Professor Terry Benjamin. We have many more people that will be coming on the show. I'm hoping very soon that we'll also get Ms. Kiva Renee back on the show. Here's a woman who worked many years in a Fortune 500 company. She has 3 children that she's raising them, doing a very good job. They're going off to college. She also has her own business, but she also has a great job. She had her own computer business for years, and she's a very successful woman. She's empowering. I'm going to try to get her back on. I know she's busy doing things, but we'll try to schedule her. And we're going to be bringing other powerful people. Paul Kiriazzi, he'll be coming back on this year. He's all the way in Japan. We met him online, and we're going to bring him back on to do another segment. And we're going to be doing – so anyway, that's what I have to share. God bless each and every one of you. Again, happy, happy New Year's. So grateful that you were able to tune in this morning, and we look forward to seeing you for another episode of the LaLisa Williams Show. Thank you for dialing in.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.